something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
Wish it was a guy doctor, right, Glenwood? All right.
Oh, I thought you were making plans for Valentine's.
She touched my peppy, Steve. Speaking of touching the peppies, how was the panic bar last night?
It was fun.
Yeah, good crowd?
Yeah.
All right. Nick's with us.
Yeah, it was my style venue, too, where there's like 20 people there, and it feels like it's full.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah. Perfect.
All
perfect.
Right. All right.
I got a message on Facebook from some dude. He's like, are you bisexual? You were at the panic bar.
No, you're performing comedy, and you can be at a bar. I've been to a gay bar before, and I'm straight as hell. Don't, ain't I, Craig?
No, yeah. I've always thought that.
Until you're not.
Yeah. Except for every now and again.
Straight guys are allowed in gay bars.
It only takes a second.
If you go with a woman, though. I was with a woman.
Nick goes where there's a paycheck.
Right.
I told him only on Thursdays.
Are you bisexual?
Yeah.
Did you say, why are you asking?
Yeah, he was hoping. He was hoping when he asked that.
Are you?
Yeah. That sounded like he would just say, hey, are you bisexual?
You don't have to be to go and do that. That is Lincoln's oldest gay bar, I've been told.
Yes.
Yeah.
Established 1982.
Huh. Oh, man.
So was I.
Yeah, you're right. John Reap, later on, he's at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnyboneomaha.com. Craig kicking in two horrible stories in a row.
Yeah.
I like that.
Are you going to make it three? No, we are celebrating American Heart Month.
All right.
Which I guess makes sense in
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I ran across a bit, apparently in the crossword puzzle at USA Today, a couple days ago, there was a clue that said that was cookie that some people eat with mustard.
What?
Cookies?
Cookie. That right. Some people eat with mustard.
Never heard
was
that.
Was a crossword
None?
Clue.
I put mustard on the pretzels, salt yeah. pretzels, things like that. But
that's not a cookie.
No, it's not a cookie.
No, it's
you're
not.
Right, Todd.
That's a pretzel.
I think it's by you. A cookie you eat with mustard. How many letters?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank here.
Four. How many?
None. N-O-N-E.
No, it doesn't fit. It does fit.
Yeah, well, it's four letters.
No, the up and down and across. It doesn't match. That's true. On none of them. Yeah. The apparently correct answer, and even given the correct answer, everyone still says no.
Yeah.
Is Oreo.
No.
No.
Never heard that. Never heard that. So why would they put that in a crossword puzzle? That probably pissed off some people.
It did. That's why it made the news.
Yeah, that do crossword puzzles. Right.
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 Someone eats mustard with Oreos?
Apparently someone.
Psychopath.
Yeah, the puzzle maker.
It says here, Cookie, that some people, not just someone, some people.
Psychopaths.
And so then apparently, one guy, it was news to him, and so he tried it. Hey, people are doing it. Maybe there's something to it. No, there's not.
Doesn't sound good at
it's,
all.
It's mustard on a freaking Oreo.
I like them separately a lot.
No, if you're sitting there smiling, dipping your Oreo in mustard, you need to be taken into custody and watched. Something is wrong with you.
Right.
So this guy figured out nobody else does that.
Yeah, so they are questioning.
You're right. The puzzle maker did it. Like he was a kid. His mom gave him that, and he thought everybody did it for years, and he didn't think anything of it.
Now he's fired.
Nope.
He's just trying to make it mainstream.
Just you, puzzle maker.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not a thing? I've done that forever.
It's a crime against nature.
it's disgusting.
It doesn't even sound good at all.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Mustard doesn't go with a lot of things.
No, but I love mustard, but not with sweets.
I was thinking you were going to say it was like a copy and paste or it was left over from the day before's puzzle, the word mustard. But no.
Yeah, mustard's not a dessert thing.
We should beat that guy up.
Let's find him.
I mean, he's a bad person.
Yeah.
He could have been a great puzzle maker for his entire life.
Oh,
now this
up,
is all.
Man. Yep.
That's just going to be in his
he's calling mom. Right? Thanks, mom.
That'll be in his obituary.
All right, now he's done.
Now he's dumbass puzzle guy.
I mean, I'll defend him for a little bit. There's always, as a kid, there was probably always something for all of us that somebody in our family ate.
You'd bring up with somebody
that we
and
thought
go,
was perfectly normal.
True.
But by the time you get into your teens or 20, you go,
you figure it out.
That was weird.
You don't bring it up. Yeah.
You never see the Oreo commercials with mustard.
Yeah.
It's
Uncle Jeff
milk.
Shouldn't have done that. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uncle Jeff said this was good.
Oh, most people have bottoms in the pockets of their jeans.
Yeah. By the way, for the record, I don't have an Uncle Jeff. I just said the name out loud to pick one out there. So if you guys have an Uncle Jeff, that's even funnier.
Or if you are an Uncle Jeff.
Sorry to make you a weirdo there, but you probably are.
Watch your ass.
Ozzy says he's been battling Parkinson's disease since 03.
Probably. When was the actual Osbournes? The show.
The 90s?
It had to be the late 90s, yeah. Mid-late 90s, you're right. He seemed like he had it there a little bit, but, you know, it's too bad.
Yeah. And his...
I still haven't heard the Elton John song. Under the Graveyard ain't a bad song. It's not necessary, like Craig says. a new Ozzy song is not necessary, and Under the Graveyard's not bad, but I haven't heard the Elton John one. You said it's brutal, right?
Keep it that way.
Right. Yeah, you're better off.
Right. I didn't know!
There's two of them that are out there that are much better. There's Under the Graveyard and Straight to Hell is the other one.
Okay.
Don't listen to the Elton one.
Elton John and Ozzy?
Yeah.
On a ballad.
Damn. It's like mustard on an Oreo.
Yeah.
Just ain't right.
Yeah. Ozzy said he's not dying from Parkinson's. He's been working with him most of his life. People have written him off time and time again, but he keeps coming back, and he's going to come back from this.
He's still got his voice.
Right.
He can still sing, man.
Limbaugh accused him of faking it?
Probably.
Like he did Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
Like I did with Limbaugh? He's faking his cancer.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
He better start wasting away.
Yeah. He needs a little sympathy.
Right.
He needs a medal.
The top romantic ballad
ever?
For Valentine's Day.
Of all time?
Sure. Streamed more than 1 billion times.
Well, it's got to be something new we don't like.
Well, it's from 2013.
That's too new. So we're not going to like it.
Yeah.
For love songs.
Well, it's,
my favorite
know,
love song is definitely not from 2013.
It's a love song.
What is it?
It's the John Legend song, All of Me.
I don't know.
Anymore. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've seen that video.
Yeah, it's been streamed more than 1 billion times. It's been it is the top song choice for both men and women on playlists titled Valentine's Day, and it's been added to more than 29 million playlists worldwide every Valentine's Day. This song resurfaces and spikes in plays by at least 50%.
Yeah, the women like it because they like it. The dudes like it because they think it'll help them get laid.
Yeah. Nah.
It's a fine song, but I don't ever want to hear it.
I don't even know if I know it.
I don't need to ever hear that song. Yeah. You'd recognize it if you heard it. It's kind of...
It's not my favorite love song.
No.
What's your favorite love song?
I don't know, but it ain't that.
Fog Hat, Fool for the City.
No. I Just Want to Make Love to You from Fog Hat, their version, yeah. There you go.
Well, the good news for some people... Well, I guess photographers.
Doing, putting on the wrist.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. Yes, I was. The panic bar seeped in.
It did.
His favorite love song now is Macho Man.
There you go. This makes the panties melt right here. I'll come out with it, jam boy.
Light some candles.
There you go.
Who did the disco version of Putting on the Ritz?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Like, oh, Taco?
Taco.
Yeah.
That was the group.
Don't say Taco. LD's here.
Yeah, he'll think it's Tuesday.
Taco. The hell kind of name.
Happy Valentine's Day. Don't forget your ladies.
That's a one-hit wonder
right there. Don't forget your ladies.
Did you see the Onion headline?
And if you have a lady and a mistress, how about that guy? You know, I bought two cards back in the day.
Did you?
Don't leave the receipt on top of the trash.
And I remember mailing them both and really, really inspect. You think I have checking syndrome now?
Oh, you probably used the 9-digit zip code for that one.
No, I didn't.
Just to assure proper delivery.
I made sure that, it wasn't so much about the outside of the envelope. It was whatever was inside the envelope was in the right envelope.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That you signed the right name.
Oh, what a nightmare that would have been.
Love, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's always going to say Love, Mike.
It is.
Yeah. And you don't have to put their name.
No, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Babe.
Yeah, you
do. Sweetie. Right.
My dearest.
Yeah. Right. And you probably have
that's
to
a good
include...
point. I should have, but I wanted to make it more personal because I was invested.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Got to include some kind of personalized note.
Yeah, you wanted it to actually mean something to them.
But what happened? It backfired because the one that knew about the other one was ended up being really mad at me and sent that to the other one.
Oh.
True story.
Was that one where you lost them both?
Yeah, for a second.
Yeah.
And eventually.
Eventually, yeah, they both like wised up.
It's too bad there was enough of you to go around.
Yeah, for a while at that time there was.
Mm-hmm.
Not now.
But it sounds like if not a subconscious, at least a conscious effort to sabotage.
No, no, I was just trying to make them both happy on Valentine's Day.
It's a special day.
Thank you, Nick.
No, take it.
It's
from
a special two-lady day.
A sabotager. I can spot the sabotage.
Yeah, but I wasn't married. I wouldn't. You know, I wasn't living with anybody.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be married.
I wasn't Baker Mayfield in the parking lot of a cheesecake factory getting a... Oh.
Really?
Oh, you hear the story? It broke yesterday. Two women have come out and said they performed on him in the backseat of his truck or his car, vehicle, somewhere. Once he was engaged, I think the second time he's been married.
Oh. He likes the cheesecake factory parking lot.
And one of them was a cheesecake factory parking lot. He blocked one on Twitter. And she goes, oh, no, you didn't mind me when I was on your... Oh, yeah.
Can't block him. Gotta mute them.
And then the second one called the radio station in Cleveland and said I did the same thing.
Well, the key to that is if Baker Mayfield pursues a lawsuit.
He's not going to, because you know what happened.
Well, yeah, then it would come out. You're not going to pursue it if it's the truth. If it's a lie, certainly you would sue that.
Right, of course you would.
Man. Andy's got to play for the Browns.
I know. And I'm thinking if they'd have won this year, if somebody did that to Mahomes instead of his nasty woman who screams all the time, if he was getting, Kansas City would be mad at him because they'd be mad at the person that broke the news because Mahomes is their hero.
He's the king.
But Baker's not doing that well right now, and the Browns suck, so they called a radio station, a guy named Rover. He's the Todd and Tyler of Cleveland, basically.
What KC fan would do was shoot the messenger.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, they would have because he wins.
Sure.
But if Mahomes would have sucked this year.
That's all the difference.
It would have been you're right. Yeah. The radio station took the call because, whenever.
Yeah, you can't talk about the parade. You got to talk about hanging out in the Cheesecake Factory parking lot.
And I hate to blame Cheesecake Factory, but that was the parking lot they met in, you know.
I'm so surprised. Baker Mayfield, up to this point, has seemed like such a stand-up guy.
I know.
This is way out of character.
It is out of character, right.
You know, he's never done douchey things.
Never.
He's just leaning
back. He's just doing 22, 23-year-old things. And he's a zillionaire and worshipped. So I'm not even blaming him for that, but yeah, he got caught.
Well, yeah, if that's a lifestyle you want to lead.
Then don't get married.
Then don't get married.
Don't get married.
Yeah.
Right.
He was enjoying this
sensation. A lot of NFL quarterbacks do not get married and live that lifestyle for a while.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, for example.
Yeah.
The dude's been single still.
Yeah.
You know? Because he likes women. Good for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think this one's going to stick.
True, but through his 20s, he was bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that didn't count the ones in the Cheesecake parking lot.
Olivia Munn.
Right. Yeah.
Where's my cheese?
In the parking lot, Craig.
That would be a nice spot. You got it feels good. You got the leftovers. You can think about those.
The worst part about this.
Great day.
You get a nice smell.
Yeah. You boxed up a slice
leftover
to take
nachos
home
in
with
the
you.
Car, right. Yeah. Yeah. It was the tweet from her is said, you didn't mind when I was given in the parking lot.
Man, it's so. I want you to say that in first person.
I know.
I really do.
Well, it was, me, blah, 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 in your backseat, I don't know, maybe cause some problems?
Guys, we'll take that call. On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Cheating on your after fiance. It was fiance.
Done.
Or the jugglers. We always like to hear the jugglers.
Oh, yeah, the juggler stories.
Safe to say Baker dropped his spoon in his Fruit Loop sometime here recently.
Oh, yeah, it was yesterday. I think the story broke yesterday.
Oh, it's going to be a bad day.
Yeah. Apparently, after he uh, After she left, he texted her saying that she's actually a really cool person.
Yeah, just don't.
They hadn't met before.
Right.
But you can't say anything like it'll ruin my career.
Right. Well, ruin his career to ruin his home life.
She said a few months passed or a few weeks.
Quarterback, you know.
Sure.
She hadn't talked about him. She forgot about him. And then she got blocked on Twitter.
Yep.
And that's when she said, oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
No.
No, you better pay attention to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a picture of her.
Is there? Oh, yeah, she was on the show, right? The radio show?
Yeah, she was on a show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, show there in Cleveland.
She's the Monica Lewinsky of Cleveland.
Right.
Was that the show that Chad Zumach used to be a part
of?
No. Different one?
No, different one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That was a bad day for that dude. And by the way, the dropping of the spoon in the cornflakes is our old friend Jay Madison, who had an extracurricular lifestyle most of his life. And a woman knocked at his door, and he's in there eating breakfast, and his wife answers the door and says, you know, I'm banging your husband. And he heard it, and he dropped his dropped the spoon in his cornflakes, and it's going to be a bad day.
Good morning.
Love you, Jay.
It's only going downhill from here.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's not just a bad day.
Well, for him, it was a bad day.
Well.
He ended up getting divorced, too, though.
Well, he did. Yeah. But, you know, for Baker Mayfield, this will go on.
Oh, my God.
Until the end of
the
relationship.
Well, we said before, they got a big enough house, he can live in the other part of the stadium for a little while.
Yeah, he's sleeping under the end zone now.
And here's the thing about that. I don't want to drag his in-laws, but they live in this town. I mean, you think that when you get your in-laws mad at you for cheating on their daughter, that's what you don't want.
Suck.
Yeah, that's what you don't want.
It's got to be hard being that dude. You're young. You're king of the city.
Right, you don't get married.
You can't walk to go like get Cheesecake Factory to go without somebody being like, "Hey."
Yeah, that'd suck.
That's why you stay single. I would just sit in the back seat of my truck at Cheesecake Factory every day. I just put it out there on Twitter. I'll be there between 3 and 4.
Well, they arranged to meet there.
They did.
In the parking lot. Yeah. In the industrial area, I think. Yeah.
But this girl was on the radio station, and another girl called up and said she did the same thing.
Man.
Baker.
So there might be more.
Baker.
Speaking of hot women, returning to the White House, reportedly, Hope Hicks.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
She is hot, though.
Not when she talks.
I haven't heard her.
No. I mean,
la la
her attitudes towards life are horrible. Right, right.
Just looking at the picture.
That's a love song right there.
That is.
Is there news about Sean Spicer coming back?
Oh, God, no.
That was a thing,
was
but
that,
he's
really?
Actually going. Yeah, he's actually getting a new TV show on one of the, cable news channels, Newsy or Newsmax or something.
Oh, God, screw that guy, too.
Oh,
I had heard that he was going back to the White House for something, but then the latest thing I saw was some TV show.
They don't
TV
even
show.
Do press briefings anymore. They don't do them. So that's America now.
I heard some guy on the MLB Network reference Sean Spicer because they were talking to the old manager, the guy who got fired from the Astros.
Right, right.
How he basically gave a non-answer to the question, where the batters were in buzzers.
Oh, that apology tour right now is horrible, man.
And
screw these guys.
One
screw
of
the Astros.
On the dais said, that was a very Sean Spicer-esque answer.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Good.
Good. That's funny.
Good.
Yeah. Because it was a total non-answer.
Speaking of broadcasters, what's the story on the other guy? The hockey guy.
Oh, Jeremy Renick.
Jeremy Renick, who's a famous hockey player, right?
Was apparently on a podcast and said something. I don't know any of these hockey personnel.
No.
But, the network, when NBC does hockey,
he's
on there.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but he said he would like to have a threesome with his wife and one of his coworkers.
On a podcast.
On a podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was on record. And they fired him. Because apparently you can't express those lustful desires on a podcast. Even though half the audience is probably thinking that. Every hockey fan in the world saying, I'd like to have a threesome with my wife. And
a coworker,
Whoever the chick
was. Well, is it because he said a coworker?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because if he just said, I want to have a threesome.
Yeah, he's on a podcast. You're allowed to say that, right?
But yeah, when you're naming specific people, especially your coworker.
This girl I work
Karen
with.
Karen in HR.
A lady that you work behind.
HR, yeah, they're coming back.
That actually sounds like a decent hockey podcast.
It's a Dodge. That's
the only one.
I would listen to that. You want to cross his sticks.
Right? Hold the goalie.
That's a gangbang.
He's pretty good. I don't think he'll stay unemployed forever.
No, come on.
Well, it's going to be harder for him because there's not as many hockey broadcast outlets.
Right. No.
There's no. Is there an NHL network?
Well, what if his wife's not into
it? There is in ABC.
Well, most of them aren't, but you still doesn't stop me from wanting. And we talked about that.
Well,
yeah.
So he gets fired, and he has to say,
"I know." I got fired for saying I want a threesome with you and this girl I work with.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. He's like Baker Mayfield today.
You'd still have to give it a shot, though. So did you hear what I was thinking?
What do you think?
Did you hear that? What do you think? So, hypothetically.
Now that it's out there.
That's the hypothetical question. I think we did this yesterday. All of our wives have said, not going to happen, right? All right. We delved into that yesterday. John Reap, a little later on this morning, in the studio.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.